Hi, I'm Dr. Mila Brugic, and today we're joined with Dr. Jeff Wallin on the Optometric Insights Show. That's unbelievable, Jeff. Again, another example of a dinner creating a positive influence and a trajectory in the right direction.
So often.
So Jeff, you've really contributed to the profession a lot. Colleagues, for those of you that have ever wondered, like, where do we come up with that statistic that children can wear contact lenses just as safely as adolescents or adults? I mean, Jeff's really the one that pioneered those studies. He's the one that took the children through those studies and proved that from a scientific perspective. So it's not just anecdotal. He's really creating the research, and he's really involved in a lot of myopia management. That's really his passion. But Jeff, is there anything, think of a paper or two that you feel is monumental right now in terms of myopia management, and just really give us a breakdown of what that newest research might be for us clinically.
Yeah, I think a couple of newer things that we're just now sort of learning, we've had some studies that have replicated these findings, are that we can apply two different types of myopia control and get a stronger effect than we can out of one or the other individual. So we can fit somebody with orthokeratology and also give them low concentration atropine, and it results in better myopia control than it would with either one of those individually. And I think that's a game changer. And the reason I say that is there are some patients where you apply a single therapy to, and either the doctor's too nervous or the parents are too nervous, and they think they need to do something else. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think we should change the treatment, because we're just as likely to change it to something that doesn't work as well as we are to change it to something that works better. Instead, I think we ought to add a second therapy, and right now that therapy would be, depending on what you had them in originally, either orthokeratology or low concentration atropine. So that's one area.
Yep. Today we're joined by Dr. Karen Cadeschino from Boston Sight. We're going to be talking about myopia management with scleral lenses, how to increase the efficiency in your contact lens practice, and higher order aberrations with scleral lens wear on the Optometric Insight Show. So you've also got a huge interest in education, right? I mean, I mentioned how I've learned things over the years from you. You're a frequent speaker at a lot of meetings, but you also are an adjunct faculty at two of the Massachusetts schools. So tell us about this interest in education, and tell us some of the educational events that you've been involved with over the years.
So, you know, education really starts at the core of my family. So I come from a family of educators, two teachers in the house. My father is a math professor. My mom was an elementary school teacher for 35 years. So education is really at the core of my family. My dad is a passionate educator. And then I learned to appreciate, you know, growing up, you know, with the power of education, you know, the fact that we can make a difference. And then, you know, by furthering education and furthering knowledge and sharing knowledge with others, you know, you make the world a little better each day. You know, even if it's in little amounts, you are contributing to making a difference. And so that has always been part of who I am. I think it's in my DNA, and I've always had an interest. You know, I've been doing this form of education even during my PhD, my chemistry years, from TAs, you know, in the lab, to teaching at Kaplan, teaching future medical school students their chemistry courses to take the MCAT. So very early on. And so that has translated into today, right? You know, you always want to differentiate. For me, it's always been important to try to find angles where I can contribute in a way that is meaningful, and at least to try to contribute in ways that are meaningful, and hopefully that's how people perceive it. And so education is one way that I've always been attracted to.
Thank you for joining us for this episode. Today we're speaking with Dr. Elise Kramer on how to become a contact lens specialist particularly in the areas of scleral lenses and myopia management, on the Optometric Insight Show. So tell us a little bit about higher order aberrations. We spoke with this briefly with Dr. Wu about this, but I'd like to get your take. Where is this going to fit into our practice? Higher order aberration scleral lenses.
Yeah, I think this is a great technology. I don't think we're quite there yet, but I'm looking forward to it because I do have a lot of patients, for example, with keratoconus. Those people have vertical coma. And unfortunately, we can't neutralize all of that with a scleral lens right now. You know, and there are some technologies available, but I'm excited for this to be available with most, if not all, labs, kind of like HydraPEG just kind of like is available for every lab. And I think that's a great technology, too. And I think that this will be a wonderful add-on for people who are, you know, they're seeing 20/20 on the high contrast Snellen chart, but they may not have exactly the vision that they were hoping for. And it's frustrating. And I've seen a lot of patients frustrated with this. And there's only so much we can do with, you know, sphere and cylinder. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah. Basic fitting on a scleral lens. So I'm looking forward to having that technology and for it to be available at all labs.